Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Types of Cyber Attacks. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cybersecurity Basics in the Cybersecurity Essentials for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the various types of cyber attacks, their methods, and case studies that highlight their impact on businesses. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize different types of cyber attacks and understand their implications for your business. Main content overview of common cyber attacks in today's digital landscape. Cyber attacks have become increasingly prevalent. Understanding the different types of attacks is crucial for any product leader. Here are some of the most common types. Phishing. This is a tactic used by attackers to trick individuals into providing sensitive information, such as usernames and passwords. Phishing often occurs through emails that appear to be from legitimate sources. These emails might contain links to fake websites that look real but are designed to steal your information. For instance, an email might claim to be from your bank, asking you to verify your account information. Ransomware. This type of attack involves malicious software that encrypts a victim's files, making them inaccessible until a ransom is paid. Ransomware attacks can paralyze businesses, as they may lose access to critical data. A notable example is the WannaCry attack, which affected thousands of organizations globally, demanding payment in Bitcoin to restore access to their systems. DDoS, distributed denial of service. DDoS attacks aim to overwhelm a server, service, or network by flooding it with traffic. This results in legitimate users being unable to access services. An example is the 2016 attack on Dyn, which disrupted major websites like Twitter and Netflix. Attackers coordinated a massive botnet to send requests to Dyn's servers, causing widespread service outages. Understanding methods used in each attack. Each type of cyber attack employs different methods to achieve its objectives. Understanding these methods can help you better protect your business. Phishing techniques. Attackers often use social engineering to create a sense of urgency or fear. For instance, they might send an email stating that your account will be suspended unless you click a link. The more convincing the email appears, the more likely individuals are to fall victim to the scam. How ransomware works. Ransomware typically enters systems through malicious email attachments or compromised software downloads. Once installed, it scans the system for files to encrypt. Attackers then display a ransom note demanding payment for the decryption key. DDoS attack strategies. DDoS attacks often use a network of compromised devices, known as a botnet. These bots can be controlled remotely to send traffic to the target server. This overwhelming traffic can be generated from various sources, making it challenging for organizations to defend against. Case studies of notable cyber attacks. Examining real-life examples of cyber attacks can provide valuable insights into their implications. Equifax data breach, 2017. In one of the largest data breaches in history, Equifax, a credit reporting agency, exposed sensitive information of approximately 147 million individuals. The breach resulted from a failure to patch a known vulnerability. The fallout included legal battles, fines, and a significant loss of consumer trust. Target's data breach, 2013. Attackers gained access to Target's network through a third-party vendor, stealing credit card information from millions of customers during the holiday shopping season. This incident highlighted the importance of securing not just internal systems but also those of partners and vendors. Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack, 2021. This attack led to the shutdown of a major fuel pipeline in the U.S., causing fuel shortages and panic buying. Colonial Pipeline paid a ransom of approximately $4.4 million to regain access to their systems. This incident underscored the severe operational impacts of ransomware on critical infrastructure. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the various types of cyber attacks, including phishing, ransomware, and DDoS attacks. We delved into the methods employed in these attacks and examined case studies that illustrate their real-world implications for businesses. By recognizing these cyber threats, you are better equipped to safeguard your organization and respond effectively to potential incidents. Reflection questions: how can understanding the nature of phishing attacks help you educate your team on recognizing fraudulent emails? In what ways could your business prepare for the threat of ransomware, considering the examples discussed? Reflect on a time when you encountered a suspicious email or message. What steps did you take to validate its authenticity?